Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We are continuing the halachas of Hoitzah on Shabbos. And we will learn a piece of Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Aleph Sif Lamed Vav, and then we will explain it. And Shulchan Aruch says like this, Mutter Lotzeis B'Shabbos, you're allowed to go out B'Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, B'Shnei Malbushim Zeh Agav Zeh, with two pairs of clothing, one on top of each other. Bein Letzar Kareim, Bein Letzar Chaver, Sai if you need for yourself, Sai for your friend. Bein Shem Shnei Chalukim, Sai if it's two shirts, Bein Shem Shnei Sarbulim, Sai if it's two coats, two belts. Even though the two belts are on top of each other, without any clothing in between. Haggad Rama says, V'yesh oisrim shtechaguros zel zeh. Okay, malbush mafzik b'neim. Now we have two belts, one on top of another, because if there's no piece of clothing in between. V'chein ro linoig. And that's the minig. Umut alilboy shnei koivim zel zeh. You let it wear two hats on top of each other, which means a hat and a yarmulke under it. V'chein shnei yarmulkes. Also, you can wear two pairs of socks. What's the beer of the Mechaber Rama? The Mechaber says that anything that's a levush, and you're wearing a derech levusha, you're wearing it the proper way, you're allowed to wear as much clothing as you want on top of each other. And therefore you can wear two coats, two shirts, two belts on top of each other. The Rama says there's a chilek. The Rama says that it has to be something that sometimes people wear like that. Now sometimes people will wear two coats. If it's very cold outside, you'll find the older person, he'll wear two coats outside, and therefore it's considered derech levusha, or two shirts if it's very cold. But two belts, you never wear two belts. A belt is made to hold up your pants. You don't have to hold your pants twice. It's useless, the second belt. And therefore, wearing two belts, because I want to bring it for someone else, that is not called derech levisha. And therefore, the Rama says, that's called a master, that's called carrying on Shabbos. And the Shvir Shabbos Kilchasa on Parak Yuches Sifhei says Lamaisa, that the only heter to wear, since I'll this Rama, the only heter to wear two coats on top of each other is only in that place. The minute someone is to wear two coats on top of each other. So he says, therefore, you should not wear two talisim. Let's say someone forgot a talis, you want to wear a talis for him. You can't do that, because it's not normal to wear two talisim at any time together. You know, even I made Rabbi Sharberg wore a bunch of pair of tzitzis. I'm not sure wear two talisim. Two talisim together is not a normal thing, and therefore, it's not called derech levisha, pidus rama, and you shouldn't wear that. What about wearing three coats on top of each other? The same shiloh, l'fidu rama, that says it's totally in the minig, so if no one ever wears three coats, then it would not be a heter to wear three coats. I'll read the lashon of the Pesukei Teshuvos. He says like this: Umuta gam shloishim abushim v'yoyser. You're allowed to wear more than three clothing on top of each other. Omdam k'she'ein tzarich lamata klal loivsham kiroitz lahavir makam ach. You don't need it right now. You want to bring another place? Oy k'shematziyum tzarich haveroi haheter hu davka k'shepa'om haderech zatet boy became b'shtayim as it has to be. That's a derech. If some gam meis hakar people in the winter, v'az rishoyi even the other times. Avam lo'olam ein regilus v'kach ein rishoyi. LMK, if you have to tell us, which means like this, that even though we're saying you now wear three coats on top of each other because that's the normal thing, but if you are wearing it because you are cold, then for sure it's fine. If you need three coats because you're cold, then you can do it. But here you're wearing this extra coat for someone else, and you're wearing it. It's not carrying. It's only not carrying in the case where it's sometimes people wear three coats. If that's not the case, and that's I don't think that's the case today, anyone will wear three coats, and therefore that would be a serious problem of itself. Now it comes up from the Ramah, you now wear two belts on top of each other, because it's useless. Now, but if you wear a robe with a belt, and then on top of it a coat with a belt, then that's fine, because each clothing has its own belt, it's not a problem. It just means two belts on top of each other. And the same thing is also, if you need the two belts to hold up your pants, let's say the first belt is strong, but it's ugly, and you want to cover it with a nice belt, the nice belt can't hold up your pants, so you need the nice belt for the noi, and you need the ugly belt to hold up your pants, so then maybe you can wear one or another. If you need both of them, then you could wear. And in Yetzir Hashem, and next year, we will discuss wearing a gartel in the street, a gartel of a bekacha, a regular gartel of a short jacket, a coat belt that's hanging off. We will talk about those shilas in Yetzir Hashem in next year.